Listen. Can you hear that? No, you can't. Because I'm at the weir. And there is no weir. The weir has gone. It's been washed away. No. We've had so much rain over the past couple of days that the burn is way up. In fact, it's going down now because I can see the evidence of things trickling into the burn that would probably not be able to trickle in while it was up. So since it stopped raining this morning a wee while ago, it's obviously going down a wee bit. But the wee road bridge just to my right that was repaired and widened recently, sandstone one, two arches, and the water in the burn is pretty far up the arches themselves. And I guess probably this morning they were near enough tipping. Anyway, yes, we've had some terrible, terrible rain, miserable weather. Saturday was when we went to our joint to Fife, which was a stunningly gorgeous day, but Sunday, oh my god, and all through the night last night and this morning up till about 11 or 12, pouring, driving rain. So much so that the burn is, this is there's a bend in the burn, I'm just approaching this, the path follows the burn all the way down through the park, and at this bend, I think it's probably the widest I've seen for a long, long while. It's obviously eating into the banking with each heavy flood, as it were. So anyway, it's looks a mess. So high debris trapped in trees. Well, the debris comes from human beings mostly, but the nature park, which I'm just approaching, even the path is flooded. The nature park is totally flooded. Absolutely. It's when I passed on the way out, there's one of these big drainage pipes, you know, about 4 feet in diameter, that empties the nature bog into the burn. But obviously, because of the high burn level, it wasn't possible to do that. In fact, it probably backfilled in. And I'm at the southern end of the nature park, and the only thing that's sticking up is the tallest of the reeds, and the tall bulrushes. Everything else is submerged. I could see ducks. I think they're ducks. As I get there, I might not be ducks. It might be coots or water hens. And you don't see that here, but something because it doesn't normally have that much water in it, you know, for any bird to swim about. It's more bogland than anything. But they're making the best of it, I guess, probably because they've got the chance now to get in there and get some goodies. Maybe, I don't know. I'm just guessing. Maybe they find lots and lots of goodies in there which you wouldn't be able to find normally. So there you go. Out of every negative, there's a positive. Somewhere along the line, there's a positive. The rain's just... skies are clearing, but there's rain in the air. It's speckling my specs, as it were. Anyway, so a miserable day. It's getting better now. Miserable before. Looks like it's actually just about to turn. The rain's getting heavier. Thought I'd get home without this. Anyway, I've just been up the town and just to more of a sortie, looking out for a couple of small items that I wanted to price in the different shops. And my wife came down the town this morning and said, "That is madness," because she goes into Morrison's, her second last stop on the way home after she's been to Mass and done the precinct streets, and Aldi's is her last, usually, she's calling in there. But she does this fairly early in the morning, and she came back this morning and she said, "It's unbelievable, it's madness." Morrison's apparently was packed this morning at 10 o'clock, and that's not normal. So I'd called in on the way up there just to price something. Yeah, it's mayhem. Absolute madness. You know, 2 days after this, it'll be Christmas Eve, and anyway, you may say I added to it, but I was only in to price a DVD, a wee present for my wife, something to wrap up and put in the tree. I could wrap me up and put me on the tree, but she'd probably leave me there. And I see, as I pass the cemetery, I see loads of people in there. Loads of flowers and wreaths at this time of year, of course, tradition to lay wreaths, arrangements and bouquets, and put new flowers in the... I can't remember what you call those pots with the holes in them, you know. I see cars and loads of people in the cemetery, tending, giving the graves, the gravestones a bit of a clean. Christmas is a funny time, really, you know. It's... I said that earlier about going to graves and to remember and the emotions that that brings about. And I guess it's kind of sad in a way that people spend so much time and affection around the Christmas period. It's almost as if overcompensating for not being there for the rest of the year. Maybe some can't do it. Maybe, you know. I'm not judging anyone. Who am I to judge anyone? Where's that? It's nice to see, actually, because if you look into the cemetery and you see the greenery, and this cemetery is very well kept, but you see all the flowers, you know, and the wreaths, the holly wreaths, pink, red ribbons. Beautiful. It really is. Transforms the cemetery. Ah, dear. So... I've had quite a good day, actually. I've spent most of it indoors this morning, although I did go out and wash my wife's wee car. I washed it, gave it a good clean, hoover out and everything, and stuck it back in the garage. And when I came in, I told her that it was all done, it's in the garage. She says, "That's great. We can go and get to petrol and check the tyres, etc. tomorrow when we go down to Linlithgow as normal." And I'd completely forgotten about it. So I'm kind of praying that the weather will dry up and I don't have to wash it again before Christmas. I was kind of hoping it was going to be planted in the garage over the Christmas period. And anyway, I have the big beast to wash, and that's a task because that takes about twice the normal washing of a normal car. But I did that just to get out of the house for an hour. Most of the time I've been indoors in my study, to be honest. I took a kind of turry V, you know. I decided to really give my room is tidy, my study is tidy, but it really needed a proper tidy away again, you know, one of those spring cleans before Christmas. The irony. So I tidied all things up, got the wax polish out, the stuff I love, and sprayed everything inside. Go into the room now, it smells like a French polisher's abode. But it's great because I did enjoy doing that. I kind of enjoy polishing, you know, taking things down and giving it a good old dicht, as they say. And it's now not just looking good, tidy and clean, but it's also smelling wonderful off. It's lavender, I think. It's a lavender essence from the polish. It's really nice. My wife was fair prude of me. Actually, she says, "Why don't you do that more? why wait till Christmas?" Actually, I do it several times in the year. But I just took a wee turry V at this time of the year to tidy it up for Christmas, to smarten it up. Although I have no Christmas decorations whatsoever in there. Not the realm of the living room, etc. Well, that's where it all goes. So I did that. I played some music, some cheering music. In fact, what I did do was I have a way of feeding my Mac output back through to my hi-fi system. And it's there, it's a fixture, you know. But all it needs to be done is to plug the stereo jack into the back of the Mac and I can play all my music through the big speakers, through the power amp, etc. So I did that this morning and put on some lovely organ music and other stuff. and played that while I was tidying and polishing and looking at some stuff on the internet, because I have a couple of bits and pieces I want to pick up. It's too late now to get them, but it's nothing crucial. It's bits and pieces to do things with technically in the new year, so if I can get the pieces in then that'll be fine. But I'll be honest with you, I quite enjoyed being indoors today, except for the fact that the central heating does get to me after a wee while and I'm beginning to get a bit of a, not sore head, but a bit heady. And that's only at 19 degrees, that's what I have it set. But once you get used to 16 degrees for a long, long while, 19 feels absolutely balmy. Like the Caribbean, or it should be the Caribbean. So I have no other plans for the day, going home to get my dinner now. And it'll be dark by 3:45. You just get so weary of these short days and long nights. At least we get a wee break tomorrow going down to Linlithgow and into the Platform 3 for a beer and a coffee and a blether. Breaks the kind of week up. And then it'll be Christmas Eve. And then I'll probably get a bit excited. Actually, I spoke the other day there about how I felt and how I miss certain things. And I do. I really do, but it's taking me a wee while just to get into that. I'm not really in the mood yet, but even my wife said to me last night, you know, it doesn't feel like Christmas. In actual fact, what she said was, it doesn't feel like Christmas. And I guess that's... but she gets more excited as time goes by. You know, tomorrow she'll be a wee bit more wound up and singing songs, and by Christmas Eve she'll be off on her repartee of, is that the correct word? Repartee of songs that she doesn't know. She's the greatest one in the world for singing the first line or two lines of a song, and that's it. Apart from the ones she does know, like the Christmas carols and some other Christmas pop songs, which she doesn't really know an awful lot about. But she's got this habit. She was singing one the other day. Yeah. I can't for the life of me remember what it was. And she only knew the first line. And she sings in this weird voice. Intentionally, she's like a wee Wayne, actually. She sings in this stupid voice. But she only knows, a line or possibly two lines. So all you get is that, and then you get a bit of silence, and then you get the replay, and a bit of silence, and then the replay. This goes on and on for ages. It's just, and it does make me chuckle. It does, actually. But it's great for me to hear, because I know, as I've said this before, if she's singing this well, singing in her own way, it doesn't matter whether she's a rotten singer like me, or that she doesn't know any more words in the first line or two. It doesn't matter if she's singing. I know she's happy inside, and that makes me happy. So maybe I'll try and if I'm clever enough, I'll set up the... No, maybe that's not a good idea. I was going to say maybe I should set up the binaurals and record on a oh my god. This is terrible, you know. This memory of mine, I can see it. Not a broadcast, a stream, a live stream. So that I could let it run for, just let the binaurals run and record for an hour or two and try and catch her at her when she's doing her arias. But there's every chance you'll catch much more than that. We'll see. I might have a go at it. Because I can... No, if it's a live stream, I can't. Because I may try and record it. Not live stream. Just record it. A length of recording. And then go in and listen to the bits Oh, here she is singing. And edit all the other stuff out. So, there you go. Almost home again. Skies are clouding over again. And, turning into the drive, and there's a DPD van in my drive. Get out my drive, you. He's got his reversing lights on, but he's not reversing. Anyway, he's probably trying to find a house somewhere. Speak soon.